And now, let's turn to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local officials, residents, and personalities providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky.
Mike Malevsky here at Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska. Who's on the line?
This is Brad Hansen, Mike.
Well, welcome, Brad. You're calling in to talk about a whole variety of things today for Inside the City. So let's start with something that I'm curious about, and that has to do with the library. I understand there's going to be a meeting not too far into the future that's going to extend that discussion about what's happening in front of the library. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, so this is kind of a concept that was developed last budget cycle when there was a need to replace the sidewalk at the library. So we kind of evolved this thing into maybe thinking about some of the library services and some we could do a little bit better to be able to offer those services and maybe grow our space a little bit more. And so we came up with this idea of some of the activities and library services that are performed inside and try to transform outside. So we've been working on this probably for about 6 months or so, real hard the last couple months, and it's kind of in conjunction with the railroad right-of-way work that's being talked about and discussed. But essentially, Wednesday, December 7th, we're going to have our first initial meeting, and it'll be at the Palmer Public Library meeting room at 5 o'clock. So we're going to get this thing started by kind of talking to some of the stakeholders that have traditionally been very, very supportive of the library and kind of get the ball rolling with them. That includes the Friends of the Library, a group that, you know, supports us very well through the course of all our different activities. So, that's December 7th, 5 o'clock.
Okay. Now, you have mentioned the railroad corridor, and we've been talking about that. You've talked about it. We've here at the station talked about it because there's a lot of planning that's going along with that whole process. How about an update there? Where are we with the railroad corridor planning process?
Right. So we did have our first meeting in October, our first public meeting that we opened at that time, the survey, asked residents, visitors, and area interested folks to weigh in on some different concepts, some ideas, and some thoughts about the railroad right-of-way. And that survey closes on the 25th of November, right after Thanksgiving. And then soon after, we're going to compile the results of that survey. And in addition to that, we're going to take public comment that we received at our public meeting, incorporated into a presentation for December 12th, and that's 5:30 at the depot.
Okay.
So that will be a meeting that hopefully we have some answers as to how the public feels about the railroad right-of-way and improvements and different things there.
Okay. Would you have, though, a bigger view of things? Because not only are we talking about the library and the railroad corridor and so on, but in your particular department, we range as far afield as the MTA Events Center and other things as well. So you pick the next topic. I pick the first two.
Okay. Well, I would like to talk a little about where we are with our land use Title 17 review for a bit, Mike.
Okay.
So the planning and zoning, you know, over the course of the last 3 or 4 years have really comprehensively looked at the Title 17. We went with a fine-tooth comb from start to finish, and we tried to update it the best we could to fit today's environment, today's circumstances, you know, for all type of different situations. And that includes housing, that includes business development, and that includes parking, as well as an overlay district in downtown Palmer.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that everybody was aware that that update has taken place, and we're just getting to the point where, you know, all the it's really complete at this point. We don't really have any more sections that we wish to take and do over. So I really encourage everybody to take a look at the zoning code, take a look at parking requirements and restrictions. There are some different restrictions for downtown Palmer as opposed to the other central business or other districts, other commercial districts, because of in about 2006, the council at that time decided that we needed to disperse some economic development, and parking requirements were really restricting the ability of businesses to renovate themselves and you know, put newer and bigger tenants in some of the downtown areas. So I just wanted to make that comment, Mike, about Title 17, and I think the planning and zoning did a really good job, and especially communicating it to council, because most of the stuff that they had considered and thought about was adopted by the council as it was brought to them.
So, Brad, where is the best place for someone who says, oh, that's a good idea, I really would like to look at that? How can someone see it?
The easiest way to go to do it is to go to the City of Palmer website and go under the clerk's office.
Okay, take a look. That's palmerak.org, and you go there, and then there are all kinds of departments, and you're right. Saying it's under the clerk's office and not under your department?
Nope, it's under government.
And okay.
The city code is right. And then Title 17 relates to land use, it's zoning.
Okay.
So you can click on Title 17, it takes you right to it, and you can review the whole thing.
Okay. Now, to just be clear so that I understand what's happening here, you have this has been worked on, and the Planning and Zoning Commission has worked on it in particular. And has it gone to the council, or is it going to be going to the council, or what's the next part of the process?
Yeah, so planning and zoning is an advisory role when it comes to the ordinance code implementation. And so what happened was is that planning and zoning went through the Title 17, reviewed it, made some updates that they felt appropriate, and through ordinance they sent it to council. And they did this in bits and pieces. They didn't do it all in one shot. It's really problematic when the entire ordinance, the entire title comes to you as a council person. It's very cumbersome, and it's just too much.
Oh, right, yeah.
So we broke it into chunks. The first chunk we did were general provisions, and the second one was the residential district, and then we did the commercial district. We had done the airport area before that, so we took it and sent it to council as the updates were made. The trick to doing all that, of course, is to make it comprehensive and you know, error-free as possible. When you update a section, you want to make sure that everything relative to that is updated as well, and so we worked very hard to try to, you know, throughout the scope of the whole title to, you know, do a good job of making sure that it's consistent throughout. But so that's the main process, is the P&Z serves as a advisory. They send it to council, who then adopts the title, the ordinances.
Okay. And so at the present time, this is all finished, or is there anything at all that the council has to do at this point, or the piece has been done?
Well, for the most part, all the pieces have been done. We did set it up so that it's an ongoing kind of process, especially with the land use elements. We changed how you determine, or in some cases, evaluate land uses. And so there will be a need to periodically council to update our land use matrix that we created. And so that's really about the only thing that will be ongoing and not complete at this point.
Okay. So for the individual, the citizen, the visitor to Palmer, coming in, knowing that we've made all those changes that are important because the guidelines are there, what would you say someone would notice most about the changes having been made as a person coming to Palmer?
I think the biggest single change probably, Mike, was the implementation of the overlay district of the central business district.
Okay.
It changed a little bit of the land uses for downtown. It took some of the more intense uses that are typically found in a commercial general and restricted their ability to operate. There weren't any of those type of activities happening at the present at that time, and so it really wasn't a case of impacting businesses that were operating in that fashion. And so we were talking about that. But, you know, we took the central business district and left it pretty much as it was, that area where it's a higher volume of traffic, higher volume of people, activities a little greater, and then try to fit the scope of downtown with, you know, the nature of downtown a little more less intense as far as the concentration of people and cars.
Okay.
I was thinking major difference,
okay.
Major upgrade.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that. Mike Malevsky here with Big Cabbage Radio in Palmer, Alaska, and I'm talking with Brad Hansen from the city of Palmer, who's been talking about a variety of things, from the library to the railroad corridor to some changes to the underlying guidelines that have the city be the way it is. Brad, yeah. You've talked a little bit about things. I've asked a few questions. What other things would you like to share with listeners at this time?
Well, I just wanted to make sure everybody knew that we have my department administers 3 boards and commissions, and every year there's at least 2 seats up in all those boards and commissions. So, you know, if you have an interest in serving the city, to get online and look at and fill out an application for whatever board fits your fancy. The planning and zoning are resident restricted. You have to be a resident to be on the planning and zoning, just like the council.
Right.
The other boards, the Board of Economic Development and the Parks Board, we take our citizens from outside as well. There is some requirement for us to have a majority of the board members from on the Parks Board and at least 2 on the BED, the Board of Economic Development. But, you know, if you're interested, please get involved.
Okay. Got it. All right. So we're coming up here to Colony Christmas, the holidays, Thanksgiving, first of all, and then all of the rest of it on to Christmas and beyond. Is there anything in particular, we mentioned earlier on the MTA Event Center. Is there anything happening there through this holiday period beyond the what we call normal activities?
Yeah, so the MTA Event Center is a little slow over Thanksgiving weekend. There's a lot of Thanksgiving tournaments in Anchorage that week, so it's a little slow. We'll be closed on Thursday and Friday of that week.
Okay.
So there will be open skate available for the public on Saturday and Sunday, I believe. And so I encourage you to come out and work some of the turkey off.
Oh, great.
That's always fun. So they will be open skate available.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you for that. Well, Brad Hansen, I want to thank you for all that you do and the people that work with you in your various departments there. And have a happy holiday time. And we'll be talking again, of course, soon, because you're in here roughly every 5 weeks or so.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. Have a good Thanksgiving.
All right. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Inside the City, a weekly chat with local folks providing up-to-date and relevant information about what's happening in your city of Palmer. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.